your franchisees grew from Q2 to Q3, 170%. And then from Q3 to Q4, another 127%. You went from 19 grand a quarter to 115,000 by the fourth quarter. That's really serious growth.
And I want to be clear too, because that's on a shoestring budget. We wanted to operate this thing like a franchisee. Like, we didn't throw a ton of money at it. We wanted to prove the model and we wanted to put the numbers in there because, again, numbers don't lie.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Pursuit of Profit podcast. Today's guest is someone who's redefining what's possible in the home services franchise space. Pat Clark is a seasoned entrepreneur who is no stranger to scaling. He founded Precision Pro Wash back in 2008 and took it national by 2013. In 2018, he launched Sales Boost, a powerful sales system that's helped home services professionals across the country close more deals and close them faster. Now, he's teamed up with Larry Janeski with Contractor Nation to bring his next big play, Bright Brothers, a home services franchise built for scale, backed by serious systems, operational support, marketing support, and a national call center. We're talking about soft washing, gutters, holiday lighting, and more, all wrapped up into a repeatable, scalable franchise system with multiple revenue streams. If you're curious about what it takes to dominate in a fragmented $12 billion industry, this episode's for you. All right, let's get into it. So I want to welcome you to the show. It's an honor to have you here. And I want to start out with you explaining, who is Bright Brothers? What are you building over there?
Yeah, man. So I appreciate you being, you know, having me on the show. This is epic. Loving the episodes. But, you know, Bright Brothers is really the next best thing in the exterior cleaning industry, right? So we focus on soft washing and holiday lights. And so with Bright Brothers, you know, we really have a model, and that came from when I was growing Precision Pro Wash, right? Going through all the heartaches and learning, you know, how to be a manager, how to grow the company, looking at different KPIs and learning the industry itself, the seasonality of it, to be able to build a model around that so people can be successful. Literally started from nothing. I remember going to my first like event or roundtable, and my wife and I slept in my van because I couldn't afford the hotel for a 2-day event. Right?
Wow. Absolutely. Love that, man. That's humbling. That's what people don't understand, is the journey to become successful as an entrepreneur. You know, they just see the quote, overnight success, right? Overnight success, sleeping in my car with my wife. You're a humble guy from humble beginnings. There's a lot to unpack with you, and there's a lot to talk about. I mean, the Bright Brothers piece. I don't think I or the audience understand soft washing. Can you explain to us the difference between power, pressure washing, soft washing, and how your brand is so different? Because I honestly didn't understand the difference.
Yeah. So I always say pressure washing is a 50-year-old technology, right? Painters use it to prep for painting. So soft washing is the new technology. I always say we're in 2025 now. So soft washing is using a 12-volt SureFlow pump. So our custom skids that are on the back of our trucks, I literally, every little square inch has been detailed for efficiency and for ease. And so when you're soft washing, it's basically a chemical application, right, that we're putting on. And we use what we call our Bright Stuff suite of products. So we have our soft soap that has an 80% algaecide and fungicide in it, a cheer wax, and you apply this soap onto the home and it kills the mold and algae. It disappears in front of your face, and then you rinse it off with garden hose pressure. So we're not blasting every square inch, right? You're not forcing water up behind the siding. You're not breaking seals. So all of our stuff is actually approved by the siding and the roofing manufacturer. Because if you were to put a pressure washer, where you see some companies, they're surface cleaning these roofs. I'm not going to say any names, but it's doing damage. It's taking life off the shingles or any of the surface, right? So I was like, how do we go into this? How do we create something that's safe, it's gentle, it's a maintenance clean, it's going to last longer, and plus we get that residual income of customers coming back every year, every 2 years, and every three, depending on what they want, right? And so it's really unique, and we have this pitch that, you know, we're like a pest control company for mold and mildew.
Interesting. So just to be clear, there is no high pressure washing in your business model, period. Not even an option.
So we do say selective pressure because we do have concrete surfaces that are a little bit harder, okay, that are porous, right? But we use a surface cleaner so we get a consistent clean. And we always want to employee-proof our company. I've said that over the years, right? Where you can hire kids right out of high school that are decent, have a good work ethic, that want to go out and clean, and it's 90 degrees, you spray the water up in the air, you rinse yourself down, you're good to go, right? And so we do have pressure washers on because it's a tool, just like anything else, but we use wide orifice tips. So we don't have those high pressure, red tip or anything crazy. We use lower pressure tips, what we call selective pressure. So if we need to, clean concrete or get oil up, you have the option to be able to, serve the customer at a high level. And that's what we want to do.
Okay. All right. I like it very much. I also like that you hooked up with Larry Janeski. You want to explain how that happened with one of the largest contracting firms in the country, Contractor Nation?
It's pretty amazing, actually, to think back. So, I was speaking in the industries and I started promoting Raindrop Gutter Guard, and Larry actually owns Raindrop Pro Gutter Guard. And so Stephanie Pellizzari, she's the CEO of Raindrop Pro Gutter Guard and also Bright Brothers. But before that, she called me up and, I have leadership calls and we had calls every week with all the licensing deals back then before, we were Bright Brothers. And so Stephanie got on a call and she went back to Larry, was like, "Larry, you got to meet Pat Clark. He's like the Larry Janeski of the power washing industry." And so I remember going to bed one night, I had 3 missed calls from Larry. I'm like, "Who the heck is Larry Janeski?" So I Google him and I'm like, "Oh man, he races, I race." And I'm like, "Okay, I need to call him back." And at that time, we had a lot of people actually reaching out wanting to buy my company. And I was like, "Man, I don't want to sell. I want to go to the moon, right? I'm relentless. I don't give up, right?" And so I called Larry and he's like, "Hey, I think we need to partner up. You need to come up to Connecticut and see what I got going on here with Contractor Nation." And I was like, so I talked to my wife that night. I'm like, "We really need to go up here and see what's going on." And so Contractor Nation is very large, right? So 750,000 leads per year that are coming into Contractor Nation. So Larry comes from a background of, he's a contractor for contractors. He started when he was 19, right? Somebody called him out of the newspaper, "No job too small," right? And he's like, "Hey, can you build my house?" Because he was the building boom. And Larry's like, "Look, I'm 19. I think we need to meet." And so guy meets up and Larry builds his first house, right? And, he goes to build a couple other spec houses. And one of them, he had a subcontractor come in and, pour a foundation. And they had a crack in the foundation. And Larry's like, everything comes down to science, right? They're doing the right thing. And so he dug into this and there was nothing at the time. And so that's where all things basement tea came from, right? And clean space, he invented clean space. He's got 32 patents. Don't quote me on that, but it's high up there as far as patents, right? As far as air purification, sump pumps, you name it, he's done it for the basement industry. And so to see that and, have the opportunity to be a part of that and take this to the next level, it truly was a no-brainer for me, right? And so for Bright Brothers to be there, we literally have, and we'll dive into training, but we have a house inside one of the warehouses where we do hands-on training for each one of our franchisees on our initial training.
That's great. Love it. And you've aligned yourself very strategically with the right people. I think you said 750,000 leads a year coming out of that department.
Yes, sir.
Spread over how many brands?
I want to say there are 25 to 28 now.
Right. Okay. Wow, man. That's just incredible. You've heard from some incredible franchise brands right here on the podcast. If you're sitting there wondering which opportunity might be the right fit for you, we're here to help. At Phrenosity, we offer free consulting services to aspiring small business owners just like you. We'll guide you through a focused, strategic process to help you identify the best franchise match. Call or text us at 561-277-3710 or visit us on the web at phrenosity.com. That's FRANOCITY.com. We look forward to working with you. What about the sales training? You still doing that? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we're doing it inside Bright Brothers now. So Sales Boost, right, grew, but we had 150 people show up to an event right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina for sales training. So as I was growing the business, you know, that's where I got to see back when I had Precision Pro Wash was the licensee guys would come. And that's where Sales Boost was born. And then I opened it up to the industry because people were like, what is going on, right? How are you doing this?
Yep.
And so my passion really started coming in as teaching and coaching. And so I was helping a lot of people across the country. I was going to their shops. I was flipping their shops upside down, right? Like showing them how to do it. But that helped me because when you go into different areas of the country, right, there's a lot of different things going on. But we knew our sales system was proven. And I was like, I could do this anywhere, right? And so we would go out in the field and do sales, and I would show them, you know, the steps to a sale. And so we really perfected it. And now with Bright Brothers, we have so much more technology, right? With different, you know, CRMs. We have a iPad that goes through the whole slideshow, right? And it's interactive with the customer. They can click on it. They can see what, you know, pressure washing can do. It shows them the videos of soft washing, right? The benefits. And so through the 8 points to a sale, it's trainable and it's teachable. And we wanted a replicatable model for our franchisees that they can come in and they can be proud of a brand, right? Have a model and say, look, I don't want to do the sales. And that's fine because we train, we have videos. We have tons and tons of videos through a library called CN Learn. And it's an LMS, right, that they can go through or hire somebody, and it goes through our 8 points to a sale. It runs into objections that I've run into over 19 years, right, of customers saying, oh, I got to talk to my spouse, or, you know, that's a lot higher than I thought, right? And if you look at our item 19, how our average ticket is industry standard. Like, we're doing things in our industry that just isn't happening. And so I'm really proud about that to launch the Connecticut branch. And you can look at our numbers as far as the first year when we launched Bright Brothers, what we did in the first year. Pretty incredible.
Right. Right. And how it's scaling. I agree.
Yeah.
Where are you at today with number of franchisees, like sold and then open?
Yeah. So we are at 9 locations. We have one in DFW that we have to launch. So he just sold, and that's our number, our 9th one.
Okay. You've aligned yourself with Brand One, Premier FSO. I think the world of them.
Yes.
From Kurt to Mud to Dave, everybody. Jason, it's a really good group of people that you've aligned yourself with. And as I said before, you're very strategic in your alignment to take this brand to over 100 locations, which, by the way, most brands will never see.
Yeah.
Most brands will never see 100. So if you get there, it's definitely an exclusive
club. That's what I keep hearing.
And if anyone's going to get you there, it'll be Brand One. And couple that with Contractor Nation, man, you're going to be freaking on fire.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I know you're big on training, and this jumped out at me on, and we could talk about it. So there is a 10% spread between leads and closed sales for franchisees, right? So affiliate locations versus franchise-owned locations. So, you know, most people would be like, whatever, like what, who cares? I'm doing 1, 2, 5, 10% less than Pat, right? What does that actually mean? And I want our people, listeners, our prospective franchisees or franchisees, so they will appreciate this. Your location generated 867 leads. At a 10% spread, that's 87 jobs. 63% of your revenue is washing. 27% of your revenue is holiday lighting, and 10% is gutters. The average ticket for washing is $932. The average ticket for holiday lighting is $1,616. And the average ticket for gutters is $694. So when a franchisee says, what's the big deal, right?
Yeah.
They're leaving $100,000 on the table. $100,000. So it's 55 jobs for washing, 23 jobs for holiday lighting, and 9 jobs for gutters. That's how this translates when someone says, what's the big deal? I'm only off by 10% from corporate.
It's $94,729 a year over the life of a franchise agreement. It's $1 million flipping over a 10-year deal. So I love the fact that you are obsessing over sales, marketing, closing deals.
Yeah, and that's what it boils down to, right? Well, when you have a model and you have the systems and you're putting your thumb on the pulse of your business, right? Like the proof is in the pudding. And that's what I always say. And like, you got to train this to the franchisees because, you know, we get guys of all walks of life. We have military, we have, you know, CEO, we have, IT, and they come from all backgrounds, but, right, you know, they weren't a business owner before. And that's the key, right? Is showing them the numbers, because if you literally check on these things, and we have a lot of communication between their teams and growing it, because there's plateaus, as you know, right? There's plateaus in business and you hit those plateaus, but that's the beauty of, you know, watching the numbers and putting the money where it's working. And that's what we really focus on. It's like, you know, with the treehouse marketing, like, you know, you're putting this money in, we want to make sure it's working, especially this day and age, right? Things are always changing. They're adapting. We pivot, right? We're always ahead of it. We have a really good boots on the ground marketing program that we employ. And then we also have Google. I call it the 1-2 punch, right? You get them, you got to be top of mind. They see the wrapped vehicles, right? And we have high vis wrapped vehicles. I don't know if you know that or not, but at nighttime, these things pop, right? And we got the we clean it. And so you got to be different in the marketplace. And that's what we do really, really well is like when we go into a market, we want to dominate, right? We want to show that we're a real big player in that market, that we mean business. And we just want a piece of the pie, right? We're not trying to come and take everybody. No, we have fun competition and we love to level on our local contractors, because if we get a big job, guess what? We might need somebody to help us out, right? Or if we have another franchisee in that area, they team up. Right. And that's what it's all about. So we have a lot of things that as far as commercial, residential, right, industrial out here in Greenville, South Carolina, we have the systems to be able to capitalize on those in the area.
So what services, get granular with me for the audience. What services are you actually offering instead of just saying soft washing? Yep. What are we cleaning? Where's the money in the business?
Yeah. So we always talk about our top sell principle, and that is roof cleaning. Right now, though, our stats are showing that house washing and exterior cleaning, and we were talking vinyl siding, hardy plank, you know, stucco, our soft washing exterior services is actually higher than roof cleaning right now. So some areas in the country have had hail damage and stuff. So you see a little bit of dip, but roof cleaning, non-pressure roof cleaning is our top sell principle. That's what we really focus on, because if the roof is dirty, everything is dirty. And this is an airborne algae that jumps from roof to roof, right? So it's living on the limestone, which are the fillers in the shingle. It's literally eating it. So it's like a petri dish. And I've had it lab tested. I took a swab sample, brought it down to lab, and glioclaps of magma and also bacteria, which could make you sick. We don't really push that because you don't want to use scare tactics, but that's the reality, right? So we're really doing a service for the client to really sanitize their home, right? So we're an essential business. So back when 2020 happened, right, we stayed in business. And so that's the big thing is like exterior cleaning. So all your exterior services, pool decks, house washing, windows, concrete driveways, we can clean all that. But roof cleaning is really what we specialize in as far as non-pressure roof cleaning. Our ladders have stabilizer bars, so we're not going to nick or damage the gutters. We have a triple certification program for every technician that has test questions on it through our LMS. And so they get trained to, you know, do the services properly, safely. And then with our plant and property protection, we have a plant protect that we spray on your landscaping that's like Miracle-Gro on steroids, right? It neutralizes our sodium hypochlorite, which is one of our cleaning ingredients, because it has salt in it. And I always explain it to, you know, we're killing a plant, which is an algae. You know, you got that growing on your siding, your roof. Can it hurt your landscaping? It can, right? But we have a dedicated ground guy that's watering the landscaping, checking the downspouts. We put a gutter cane in. So we have a lot of systems to make sure that the homeowner is taken care of. I'm really, really big on customer service. We have what we call WOW service. And this is in one of our training modules for School of Entrepreneurship, which Larry invented, which is a 2-year, and this is like huge as well, a 2.5 year like college course that you get videos dripped to you as far as mindset, carving the diamond, carving a nice profit out of your business, right? So it goes through all these things in the School of Entrepreneurship. And so when we talk about wow service, like your franchisee, when we go in, like we're the meanest, greenest soft-washing company in the area because we really dot our I's and cross our T's as far as training goes, like you were talking about, really big on training.
So you are doing windows, house cleaning, solar panels, fences, windows, gutters, decks. You're doing all of that.
Everything. So we have pure water technology on the trucks with a water-fed pole to do the windows. We have an amazing window wash that has a hydrophobic wax in it that does a really good job. So yeah, everything exterior we can handle.
Deionized water?
Yes, sir.
Nice. So you clean. All right. So you're not squeegeeing windows. You're wand cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. With deionized water. I like that.
Spot free.
I like that. Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot
and you don't
quicker.
Have the labor.
Yes. And we do it as, you know, it takes 45 minutes at the end of the job. You already soft wash the house. So the windows are already clean.
That's
you go
right.
around with a pure water pole and you have two guys. So our model is two guys on a truck. That way you can split services and kill two birds with one stone. That way you can maximize your dollar per hour, right? On site.
I like that.
And yep. so that guy will be running around doing the gutters while you're wrapping up with the customer, get paid, boom, go to the next job.
No ladders?
So we do have ladders, yep. So okay. we do have that for roof cleaning, for the non-pressure roof cleaning, but all our ladders have stabilizer bars so we don't nick or damage the gutters.
Nice. Okay, got it. Yep. I like it. And then you're doing, what exactly are you doing with the gutters? You're cleaning them, you're also putting in those to prevent, you know, debris from getting in them?
Yeah, so
gutter
we would
guards?
Say gutter cleaning and protection. So we're okay. going to clean them out. We're going to bag all the material. We're going to check. We do a 7-point inspection, check the downspouts, make sure everything's drained properly, check the pitch. We put water in the gutter, make sure everything's good. And then we offer the Raindrop Pro Gutter Guard, which is a basically a cover that goes over the gutter. You can do a drop-in style or up under the shingles. And it's a polypropylene. And this is key because it's very gentle. It's flexible. And for holiday lights, when we do it in the winter, they slide right up under the shingle so it doesn't interfere with that. And the polypropylene really holds up. It's got a 20-year product warranty on it. And then, again, put it in. You can't see it from the ground. And it works really, really well.
Okay. And then you're doing holiday lighting, I guess, in the off-season to keep the crews busy, to retain staff. You've bolted on holiday lighting, which is a very significant percentage of revenue. As I said before, this is not like, yeah, we offer holiday lighting and it's 5%. It's actually 2 to 3 times greater than gutters, which I was shocked. I was shocked. I guess maybe it's the average ticket too. That ticket is huge.
The ticket is huge.
$1,600?
Yeah. The momentum you get, like it's hard to explain. We wear like holiday lights jackets. And you get into this holiday light aura, right? Like everybody's so happy. They're excited. They're like, my kids are coming for Christmas. And they're like, let's do ground lighting. Let's do the tree, right? And so we do bushes, trees, ground lighting, the gutter line around windows. So if you go on our website, QuarryBrothers.com, you can actually go to the holiday lights tab and see some of our projects. And we've done very large projects as well.
It's unreal how this became a thing. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I never heard ever of a neighbor hiring anyone to do this. Now, everyone is hiring someone to put up lights. No one even owns the lights. They're leasing the lights, right? Do you provide the lights
to
the customer?
So, yes, we're a full-service lighting company. And you, like you said, it's like bonanza. They're keeping up with the Joneses. I want to do it one up on my neighbor, right? And so custom cut to the home, so the lights perfectly fit the home. We make our own extension cords. We run power. It's on a timer. Like, it's hands-off for the customer. And we maintain it. So we do a design for them. We install, we maintain, take down, and store the holiday lights for them in our facilities. And then that way, next year, boom, you set them right up.
I know I riffed this a moment ago, but for the audience, washing is 63% of revenue. And Pat, please stop me. This is just my research. 63% of revenue was washing. 10% of revenue was gutter cleaning and protection.
That's right.
And holiday lighting was 27% of revenue.
And that's first year too. So it's going to grow. And that's the cool thing is like it's reoccurring revenue. They sign on for 5 years of cheer. That's our 5 years of cheer program. So It's custom cut to their home. We have a beautiful system that's very easy to follow where we put a map, a picture of the home, and exactly color-coded what light strand goes on where. So the following year, like the profit margin goes up, right? Because it's quicker, it's faster for the next install of the year after. And then boom, you do it again and again, and it gets faster and easier.
It seems to be a national average in your space. A 70-30 seems to be the split.
Yes.
If you look at, I mean, this is a $12, $15 billion market, the soft wash, pressure wash industry. And yeah, it seems to be a 70-30 split.
And the crazy thing is, like, they're putting in their bids now for universities, like stadiums, that they want less than 500 PSI. So think about that. So they're asking for soft washing. So like you were saying, we're really positioned in the right way is because, you know, we don't have pressure washing in our name. Like a lot of people have pressure washing, but the industry and still homeowners know pressure washing. So we have in our keywords, but you gotta be different, right? And so we're really going into where we treat over clean. So now we're treating the surface, right? So you get that longevity more like a pest control company than a pressure washing company where you're gonna leave lines. It's going to look like Zorro showed up after it dried. You're not going to have that with right. Bright Brothers.
Right. You know, you're a young brand, but if you think about it, like you have the resources, the support, the call center, the lead gen of some of the largest brands. Yeah. I mean, brands that have hundreds of locations. How does Contractor Nation translate to a Bright Brothers franchisee?
So it's really second to none. I've seen other brands out there and their support system, and Contractor Nation does it different, right? Like we're a family here. So the Treehouse Marketing is literally right down the hall from Bright Brothers. So if we have a question, boom, you just bring it right to marketing, right? If somebody has a question, we're there. So the support is second to none. You get an account rep that covers you as far as your franchisee that you talk to monthly, right? We create a 12-month roadmap for you as far as marketing calendars go, right? So you don't have to be this, you know, guru in marketing. You don't. We handle all that, right? So this is something where Contractor Nation comes in. It's like, no, you don't have to know every facet of everything. You just focus in your zone of genius and we got your back, right? So whatever it may be, we have video. So you go down to building 4, we have a full out commercial like video studio that you can do your own commercials in your local market, right? Wow. We have a photographer on staff. We do a lot of the social media that trickles down to our franchisees because we have a whole staff for that social media. So, you know, you get older folks and they're like, man, that social media, I don't get it. That's when you get your, you know, we got our staff for that. That knows right. the in and outs, the algorithms, what keywords work, you know, keywords work great in that different market. Well, you know, we got the people to really right. help you out behind the scenes. And that's the beautiful part is like, you know, the staff that's there, again, are trained, they're knowledgeable, and they will go above and beyond to help you out.
Not enough brands do that, Pat. They just don't. I have been in this industry over 25 years and not enough franchisors put emphasis on educating the franchisee on how to read their own P&L. It's yeah. not in basic training. Not a lot of brands do that. A lot of people have never, ever reviewed a P&L in their life. They just don't know. They don't know what percentage labor should be of top line. They don't understand EBITDA, gross margins, net. They don't understand it.
Yeah.
Right? They want to be self-employed. They want to be free. They want to be out of corporate America, but they need this roadmap, the blueprint and the mentors to do it successfully. So I love what you're building over there. So now we're talking about your revenue. You just got into it. Oh, by the way, this before I get into that, this does require some light industrial space. Most non-brick and mortar brands don't. You need some space for this sodium hydrochloride storage and
yeah, not much though, right? So it's a simple space. So we're talking, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. We have okay. a sodium hypochlorite tank, our bulk tank, and we use a company that comes and sets it up. The tank is free, and that's how you fill your tanks, right? Small office space or maybe a dispatcher and your sales team. But that's it. It's really easy. Put your trucks in there, right? And then we have some storage for the holiday lights with some pallet racking. And a storage cabinet for your pressure washing and soft washing tips and, you know, nozzles, extra parts. But everything's labeled. We have an amazing system for like tracking. You know, if you're getting low on a product, how to do that quickly just by visually looking at it. And this goes into our different models, right? So we talk about, you know, your owner-operator model, and then we have a GM model as well. And each one has their pros and cons. Again, the space is very minimal, industrial, kind of that flex space where you got a warehouse right. and some offices.
So I like that. Talk to me about the staffing model. Let's talk about the affiliate because we have revenue and I can wrap my head around employees per revenue. So let's just say you're doing 650 and approximately.
Yep.
What does the staffing model look like? Because I know you're not running it. So it's fully burdened by labor. It's manager runs. So you're an executive model managing this affiliate owned location.
In Connecticut.
What does staffing look like? Yeah. What does that look like?
Yeah. So we have Austin Miller is the general manager, but he pops in and does sales as well. We have two salespeople up there right now. We're running two trucks. So we have four technicians, a lead tech, an assistant tech on each truck. And then we have a dispatcher up there that's dispatching the work. So that's okay. That's all it is. Real simple.
Two vehicles. So I've got four guys, two per vehicle. I've got a couple of salespeople.
Yep.
Right.
Two salespeople.
Which one of them is doubling as a GM.
Yep.
Okay. So there's no duplication there. I'm not adding.
Yep.
And then admin.
Yep.
Okay.
And then what we call just a dispatcher, right? Dispatching the work. Because we have the national call center. So you don't need somebody there. And the general manager could actually do that as well, as far as dispatching the work in the very beginning. But as you, like you were saying, getting into that, you know, 650 range, you're going to need a dispatcher, right, to grow. And it takes the burden, if you will, off of that. And this was me, right? I was the general manager. I was wearing all the hats. And then when I got a dispatcher, I was freed up to focus on training salespeople, training technicians to level up the company, right? Put the next truck on the road.
Is my phone number ringing at the National Call Center?
What do you mean by your phone number?
Like my business line. Am I literally routing my calls to your National Call Center or no? I am.
Yep.
Nice.
And we track everything from yard signs to our flyers, door hangers, right? We adapt different things, but it's all going to the National Call Center.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that overcomes my pet peeve, which is no one answers the damn phone.
And you got to answer. Call the National Call Center because, you know, Emily does an amazing job. We have some amazing ladies there that answer it and like, how can we brighten your day today? Right. So it's good stuff.
That's cool. I believe it. Right. I like call centers. I don't like call centers when they're third party and they're, you know, 1 minute they're answering for a dentist. The next minute it's a law firm. And then the third phone call is Bright Brothers. They can't speak intelligently about the brand. They're not going to give me a quote over the phone. They're not going to schedule an appointment real time. Yeah. You are.
Yep.
So I love what you're doing. I'm not a fan of call centers that are third party. I'm a fan of internal.
That's what we do.
National. Yes. I love that.
Because we train them. You know, we know what they're saying. We listen to the phone calls. So we look for tonality. We look for, you know, are we booking it? How quickly are we picking up the phone, right? In like 3 seconds. Like you got to be quick, especially if you got Angie's leads and all these things coming in.
That's right.
You know, we've really broken the code with that. And then we have our 30-second elevator speech. So we can grab the attention quickly, get it in the CRM, and it books right to the franchisee's calendar, right on their sales guy's calendar. Boom. Lead comes in, right? And then they call. We have all the steps to the sale. So we're on point, right? We all got to be singing to the same tune.
Love it. I have the investment range as 170 to 343.
Yes, sir. And that includes, right, the truck, the skilled, the holiday lights, depending on what they do, right? So that's inventory, the extra hoses, everything that we have. And we have a detailed out list because we know, you know, entrepreneur, it's scary doing it alone. And that's why we don't let you do it alone. We're right there holding your hand. And we have a Trello board that walks through all the systems to go from the different stages in business as you're doing that.
Nice. Is it fair to say that the low side on the 170 would be leasing and borrowing, and then the 340 would be I own the business outright?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Is that fair? Okay, got it. A lot of people always ask about why the spread is so wide on a non-brick and mortar brand.
Yeah, and it does depend on the year too. Like if they start earlier in the season, they don't necessarily have to buy all the holiday lights inventory until later on, right?
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. People don't realize these commercial, the lighting. I mean, this stuff lasts a long time, but you do you do pay a premium for it. It's not cheap stuff, right? You're not buying like residential stuff. This is commercial grade
holiday
lighting. That's right. Yep. And it has a really long shelf life.
Yes.
So item 19, I like to always close on the money. And it looks like I like what you've done in your item 19, right? You broke down Q1, Q2, Q3.
Yeah.
So you're breaking down the seasonality of the business, where the money's coming from, the affiliate stores, how much comes from washing, gutter cleaning, protection, holiday lighting. And then you get into, which I really like, leads generated, mm-hmm. quotes won, and the closing ratio. And that's where my comment at the top of the call came in about the 10% spread.
Yeah.
So you guys are closing 68% of the leads. 68%.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know a lot of home services brands that are closing nearly 70% of leads.
Yeah.
And the franchisees, because they're not you, right? They don't have your degree of business acumen, not yet. They're closing at 58%, which is still really impressive.
Yeah. And climbing, right? Like, that's the thing, is like, that shows you that the system's there, the training, and they're only going to get better as they learn that system, right? And that's the cool thing to watch, right? We role play. So every week we have a production or a sales meeting every week. And so that's me on the call with all the franchisees, and we're going in depth, right? We're like, okay, what? Tell me, what are you doing, right? Like, what are the 8 steps to a sale? And you got to quiz them on it, because they need to know it like the back of their hand. They need to be able to pivot, right, in those different scenarios. And so it's cool to see that. And then seeing the franchisees now taking some of our PowerPoints and using it to train their team and their sales guy.
You can see in this item 19 that there was no franchisee in Q1, which is interesting that you guys put this in here, because you didn't have a franchisee in Q1. You had an affiliate. But for the audience, I want to explain this. You guys posted the growth from the quarter over quarter over the next quarter.
Yeah.
Your franchisees grew from Q2 to Q3, 170%. And then from Q3 to Q4, another 127%. Now, the audience is like, that's great. Was it $1 to $2? Was it? No, it was you went from 19 grand, which is obviously the first quarter the franchisee was operating, because there is no Q1.
Yep.
So out of the gate, this franchisee begins in Q2. They go from 19,000 a quarter to 115,000 by the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, man. That's really serious growth, and it goes to show the training and the support that they're getting from the franchisee.
And I want to be clear too, because that's on a shoestring budget. We wanted to operate this thing right in Connecticut like a franchisee. Like, we didn't throw a ton of money at it. You know what I mean? No, we wanted to prove the model, and we wanted to put the numbers in there, because again, numbers don't lie. I was like, we're going to do it. And so to see that location from Connecticut, nobody up there knew anything about soft washing. So I went up there, right? And we trained everybody, and we opened the store, and Larry was like, let's open it in 30 days. And we're like, ooh, from nothing. I mean, just warehouse space to building the offices, to laying out, putting the signs on, to getting the truck delivered from Florida, like all the things, right? And we had it open in like 48 days. And I'm talking about doing jobs, you know what I mean? Like going out, doing the marketing and getting it. And so it was really rewarding too, because it's a testament to the model, right? Like, we know we can go into a market and you do these things, it's going to create leads. We know how to convert them. And again, with the support, we can train folks really quickly, and they can feel confident in going in their market and know that they're going to be successful as long as they follow the system, right? You got to follow the system. You can't do it your way. You don't need to. Why recreate the wheel? We did all the heartache. We did all the blood, sweat, and tears for you. Just trust the process.
That's right. I agree. That's my Delmarva story.
Yep.
Follow the model. Follow the process. Don't buy the brand if you think you're smarter than the franchisor. Go hang your own shingle and do your own thing. And you could join the 90% of pressure washers that are independently owned and operated, nameless and faceless. Yeah. Nobody knows them. Or become part of a nationally recognized brand.
Yep.
and have a ton of liquidity and build a really nice business. I got to tell you, I like what you're building. I love the Contractor Nation connection. I love the Brand One connection. I know they're good people. They're going to like-mindedly acquire really good operators because those guys know what they're doing.
They do.
They come from the mentality of cherry pick, don't polish the pits.
Yeah.
So they're going to bring good people to the table to stack the deck with the brand and make sure that validation is solid and you can get to that 100. So what haven't we talked? We're coming to our time. What haven't we discussed? Any announcements you want to make?
Keep an eye on the brand for sure, right? We got a lot of cool things. We're going to be bringing in another aspect of holiday lighting that's going to be coming this season. So we're super excited about that. We'll give you a little teaser on maybe some permanent lighting. But we like to stay innovative, right? Contractor Nation, we're always looking, as the markets change, we're going to pivot, right? So we're not going to fall behind. We're always looking at the horizon. So yeah, keep an eye on the brand. I appreciate you having me on. We got to do it again, right? Do it again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. You would make a good follow-up to see your growth because I have a feeling that it's going to be exponential growth.
Exactly. We don't want any order takers, right? We want
that's
to
it,
close
man.
The deal. You got to ask for the business. It's there.
You're a cool guy. I'm really happy you took some time out to be on the show. I thank you, man. I look forward to seeing your growth.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Cliff.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, whether it's the brand you featured today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at franocity.com. That's Franocity.com. We'd love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.